and welcome. This is Maureen St. Germain. You are listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Talk radio to help you make every day a day of heaven on earth. Each week I bring you guests that will help you increase your connection and understanding of the world around you. I've written the books You Are the Genie in the Bottle, Beyond the Flower of Life, and top meditation CDs such as Toning in the King's Chamber, Merkaba Meditation, Rainbow Angel Meditation, and others. My company developed the highly respected scent healing product line called Aromandalas. I read the Akashic Records for clients and companies who report to me the connection is amazing and highly accurate. Take advantage of our monthly specials each month by going to our website, www.MaureenStGermain.com. This week, I'm very honored to have our special guest, Dr. Brooks Agnew. He is an honor graduate in chemistry and biology from Tennessee Psychological University, with completing his PhD in physics. He has worked as a commercial scientist and engineer for over 25 years. As a Sig Sigma black belt, he has accomplished more than a half a billion in process improvement or creating or saving more than 10,000 jobs. He is a five-time Amazon bestseller and world-renowned public speaker, host of his own scientific radio show, X Squared Radio. He is also president and CEO of Vision Motor Cars, a manufacturing company of electric motor vehicles. Welcome, Brooks.
Thank you, Maureen. Good to be here.
I am so pleased that you could join us today. We have so many things we'd like to talk about, The Secret, and why it didn't, millions and millions of people bought the book or the movie, watched it, tried to do things. And, why do you suppose that particular process didn't cut through and hit the masses the way we thought it would?
I think it's because it just missed the tools. I think the principle was right, that the things that you focus on are the things that you're going to accomplish. But it's how we focus. Just because you're handed a couple of lenses doesn't mean that you intuitively know how to put those lenses in focus, where you can transmit light in a constructive way. When we talk about constructive and destructive interference in the universe, it's a little like Thomas Young's double slit experiment. Light waves strike two slits, and sort of like dropping two pebbles in a pond a few feet apart, the waves will go out from the pebbles, and then they will begin crashing into each other as they expand outward. Well, the waves that crash into each other, one on top of one another, become twice as high. The ones that crash into each other out of phase cancel out. And I found through my interviews with people, most people were canceling out their own intentions by their own actions. You've heard it said, you are your own worst enemy.
Yes, and this principle is not widely understood. And I like to, in my classes, I tell people about noise-canceling headphones, same principle you've just described, and that the sound wave is manufactured that is the antithesis of the offending sound, whether it's the roar of a airplane engine or a lawnmower, and that cancels each other out. So people are doing the takeaway almost as fast as they're doing the manifestation.
That's exactly.
So how do you get around it?
What's your
solution to getting around that?
Well, the solution is that you have to focus on the result that you want to accomplish. And from you, I've learned now to focus on the event after that, the after event, so that you can let the actual event resonate by itself without the temptation to jump to a conclusion with it. And the next thing you have to do is, and this is really important, you wrote about this in your book, The Genie in the Bottle, and I derived it myself independently, mathematically, and I ran the numbers as many ways as they can be run, and I proved that your theory is correct, that you can add any two energies, and as long as you carry the result of that energy forward, 8 iterations, that is to say, repeat the process 8 times, then you are in the golden mean. You are in that 1.618 to 1, which is a naturally regenerative frequency. Now, I watched an episode of Mythbusters. A lot of people are familiar with that. They had a steel beam that was 20 feet long, and they stood on it, they jumped on it, it deflected maybe a quarter of an inch. Then they put a little oscillating weight on it, just 10 pounds, and they tuned it to the resonant frequency of that beam, and that beam wiggled like a jump rope. 10 pounds applied at exactly the right millisecond on top of that beam over and over again, turned that beam into a noodle. And that's exactly what resonance does. As we listen to our intention or the results of our intention come back around to us, and we apply that energy at exactly the right moment, it doesn't take a bulldozer to move a mountain. It only takes the faith of a mustard seed applied at exactly the right moment over and over again.
So essentially, beginning with the idea of manifestation is a good one, but we need to move ourselves beyond what we've learned in basic science and begin to understand the core energies of the universe and what I call source code, which is the phi ratio, and then find a way to apply that, which we have done with the Phoenix sequence, which is that repetition to get to the resonance of the phi ratio.
That's exactly right. And when I interviewed professional golfers, baseball players, real estate investors, I asked them, how many attempts did you make at really being great at this game before you were in the zone, before it really started clicking for you? I was amazed. The answer almost every time was 8. It was my 8th house. It was my 8th pro-am. It was my 8th try to get out of the minors into the majors. It was like everything I did was right. Every ball went right where it was supposed to go. That's the key, is persistence, determination and persistence.
Wow. Well, we are getting ready for our break, and when we come back, I would like Brooks to tell us what tool is missing, the missing element that will alter an event and create the physics of the soul and time travel. We're talking with Brooks Agnew, Dr. Brooks Agnew, whose website is, Brooks, you'll have to help me with that.
It's rememberingthefuturebook.com.
It's also available on Amazon.com. You're listening to Maureen St. Germain, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. We'll be right back.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based Reservatrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Reservatrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest Reservatrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at www.reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. With CRA, I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. 877-423-2 and visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Hi, this is Maureen St. Germain. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain Talk Radio to help you make every day a day of heaven on earth. And we have such an exciting guest who has so many interesting facets of what he is doing, what he is creating in the world. It kind of reminds me of Thomas Edison with a finger in so many pies. Right now we've been speaking with him about remembering the future, the physics of the soul, and time travel. And as we said earlier on the show, it is a self-help book with a New Age twist. And when we left before, we were talking about a missing tool. But before we go into that, I want to remind you that you can get an Akashic Records reading from me directly by contacting us. We also have our books for sale, our meditation CDs, our Aro Mandalas, our special scent products that help you clear emotional wounds. Our guest today is Dr. Brooks Agnew, author, physicist, and brilliant scholar, a researcher not only of his own field, but of many other people's fields. When we left off, he was talking about this magic and awareness of the eighth time, or the, as I would call it, the ninth and tenth iteration. You're in there making that flow. And we were asking Brooks what tool was missing in all of those interviews and all of those discussions as you looked at it from a scientific vantage point.
Well, in physics, and my specialty is instrumental analysis, so we're very focused on measuring the very, very small or the very, very large, things that are outside of our normal, what I call the biological transducer, that's the human body, range of detection. And one of the things that we run into on a consistent basis is a pesky little flaw called the observation effect. It means that when we shine light at something, or we bombard something with electrons, or we stick a bunch of neutrons to it and wait for it to decay, we affect the sample. And what we really want to do is understand what the sample really is. And whether we're looking at something very, very small or very, very large, we affect the result by our own methods of observation. Well, as it turns out, and this is where the New Age effect comes into the physics of the soul and time travel. What we found clinically is that random number generators can be affected by human intention focusing upon either pushing those numbers larger or pushing those numbers smaller, and it's statistically significant. Now here's the real mind blower. The random number generator can even be affected in the past. In other words, even though the report has already been generated, the event can be visited in the past by an observer, and those numbers will shift. Now, that really blows our mind. We know that the arrow of time is somewhat symmetrical, going to the past and going to the future, albeit there is the second law of thermodynamics that we battle all the time, which is the decay or the entropy of the universe. What we see in the universe isn't all decay. We see incredible order in the universe. And we also realize that when photons leave stars, from our point of view, they, for instance, the light from Arcturus takes 36.7 light years to get to us. But from the photon's point of view, it's instant, because time stops for the photon at the speed of light. So what we realize is it's the human perspective that has created time. And the possibility, and physics is all about quantum possibilities, the possibility that the Big Bang never happened. The universe is still a singularity. It's still all local. We just forgot how to access it. So when you realize that we have this quantum access and we have this observation effect that we so clumsily bungle our way through the China store of life with, we can use that observation effect on purpose. And we can go back to the past, our own past, and we can alter things. We can change the way we were affected by past events. We can learn things by going to the past. And since time is somewhat symmetrical, we can go to the future. We can go to all possible futures. And we can collect information and remember it back to the present where we are. And we can make new futures.
I hope everyone would listen to every word, because otherwise a person might miss it. The brilliance of what you are talking about, accessing time, altering an event, and using the observation effect, is quite profound. And I really want to delve into that a little more. So what you're saying is, from a physics standpoint, and this is something that all of you who are listening really want to get your arms around, when you get this mentally, that the way you've perceived the universe as a sequential set of events compared to the way it's being described here by Dr. Agnew, in that from a physics standpoint, it hasn't happened, it changes the fact that you are present in the way you think you are, and if that changes, it allows you to change everything else. So,
yes. And we've heard metaphysical teachers tell us for, I don't know, since there was printing, to stay in the now. Well, from a physics point of view, there is no now. If there was a now, we couldn't tell you how fast it moves through the universe. What we realize, not from a relativity standpoint, because that's inside the universe, everything relative to everything else, but from outside the universe, we realize, and there's a mathematical formula called the Hamiltonian. It is where we add the potential and kinetic energies of any system, in this case, the universe, to one another, and you get zero. They cancel each other out, which means the entire universe is now. We just have to remember how to access it. And there's no such thing as the future. It is the futures. They all happen. You just have to learn how to listen to it carefully and bring memories from the futures that you desire back to the past, that's the present, and work them into the future that you want to follow.
You know, I've often told people in the class that I teach called You're the Genie in the Bottle that the way to remember the future is to focus on how happy and excited you are, that the outcome you wanted had already occurred, and let the universe show you how that happened rather than trying to step-by-step sequence it.
Yeah, I used to call that my but-first sequence. I would envision the way we wanted something to be finished, and we'd realize, well, but first I got to do this, but first I got to do this, but first I got to do this, and we would work it backwards all the way to the point we were at, and we'd input it into Microsoft Project. And we would put in all the resources that we can, and depending on our skill as a project manager, it would turn out just the way we wanted on the day that we wanted it. Well, it doesn't always happen that way. There are a lot of variables that we didn't consider. What I found is when we come across very difficult chasms in our lives, like, say, a big test or an exam we have to take, or a license procedure or something like that, I tend to put myself out in the future of that event and look back at it and say, oh, that wasn't that bad. And then just go back to the past, which is the present, and go through it.
Yes, I tell people, think of something that you are concerned about, and then, you know, there were some scary moments, but it wasn't that hard. And the reason I recommend we do that is because when we allow ourselves to acknowledge the present and then acknowledge the outcome we have selected, we are offering no resistance, which is that other principle that you talk about.
Yeah.
That principle of resistance, because we create resistance when we worry or wonder.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage starred in a movie called Next. And the movie was great, but the narration in front of the movie, before the action even starts, he says something that's so profound. He said, you know, when you can look at the future, it seems like it's a really good thing. But the future changes just because you looked at it.
Say it again. The future?
The future changes just because you looked at it.
Aha.
In our book, we have a little cartoon character, and when he's sitting there with his coffee in his hand, and he says, in the future, I see that I choose the soup and not the salad. So I think I'm going to choose the salad. Does that mean my memory of the future is wrong? No, it doesn't. It means that you are now empowered by your knowledge that you just gained from the future. And now you can make a more informed decision based upon the information you brought back from the future.
I like it. I like it.
We hear all the time, Maureen, I know you do too, you hear people that are evangelical. And they say, oh, Armageddon is going to start pretty soon, the Antichrist is going to rise, the world's going to split open, Christ is going to come down, and the beautiful people are going to go up into heaven with him, and the rest of us are going to burn his stubble. Well, that is a future, but it is not necessarily the future, because now we are empowered. Having those words of a conditional future, if you don't change, this is what's going to happen. Well, what if we do change? What if we do awaken as a people, and we do choose a different future? Does that mean the prophets were wrong? No, it doesn't. It means we were empowered by their vision of the future, and we chose another one.
So essentially, this whole idea of time is to see it as a way to experience multiple versions of the future and select the one that pleases us.
Yeah, exactly. I was interviewing a physicist whose name is Dr. Ed Close. He wrote a book called Transformational Physics. And I'd read his book, and we were having a great discussion. And I said, well, Dr. Close, how many realities are there on the Earth? He said, I reckon there's pretty close to 7 billion realities on the Earth. I said, so really, no pun intended, what we really have here is the average reality of all the realities of the sentient beings on this planet, mathematically speaking. He said, you're exactly right. So when we have two people that live in a small town, and one thinks he's in heaven, and the other one thinks he's in hell, they're both right from their perspective.
And they cancel each other out.
Yeah. So we need an odd number of people in every small town.
You are listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. We've been speaking with Dr. Brooks Agnew, a brilliant physicist and commercial scientist and engineer. Before we go, I would like to take a moment and talk briefly about one of the many projects that Brooks is involved in addition to recently releasing this new book called Remembering the Future, available at www.rememberingthefuturebook.com and or on Amazon. And would you like to just give us a little teaser about the electric car?
Oh, sure. My career as a scientist and engineer primarily has been in the automotive industry since the late 70s. And, you know, we've built a lot of neat cars. I was on the launch team for the Cadillac CTS and the Pontiac Solstice and the Nissan Altima and the Saline Mustang. So in 2006, I retired from the automotive industry and decided that it was about time that we started producing electric vehicles. So we built our first prototype in 2007. It was very good. We built another one in 2008, which was phenomenal. And the one we introduced in the spring of 2009 for the money, for $25,000, was the best performing electric vehicle in the nation. And we said, let's see if we can produce this. So we started putting together some money. We We're encouraged by our investors to apply for grants from the Department of Energy. Long story short, $100,000 later, several thousand man hours later, we got the message loud and clear from the Department of Energy. Small business has no business building electric vehicles. Well, we disagreed with that. And so we're going into production anyway, and we have 40,000 orders for our small, highway-ready electric pickup truck.
So if you have something important to add or to suggest to Dr. Agnew with regard to the electric car, or you know people that would be interested in this project, you can reach him at rememberingthefuturebook.com.
Or at visionmotorcars.com.
Say it again.
Visionmotorcars.com.
Visionmotorcars.com. This is Maureen St. Germain. You've been listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Thanks for being with us. Our guest today has been Dr. Brooks Agnew. Thanks for joining us, Brooks.